Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud.
Would you please turn down that rambunctious cacophony?
Local.
Our band is actually from the surrounding media metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for tuning in. This is Loud and Local with Jolene. 99.9 KISW.
And so it begins, dear Rockaholics, Loud and Local supporters. If you'd like to find out more on Loud and Local, like how to submit your band's music, hit up the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. And while you're there, you can also find out all about BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week. This week, your featured artist, Aaron Jones and The Way. And guess who I am joined by? Introduce yourself, my man.
My name is Aaron Jones of Aaron Jones and The Way.
And we've got one other member.
I'm DeAndre Enrico. I'm the bass player for Aaron Jones and The Way.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the KISW studios. And for your first hang for Loud and Local, I was just telling a random gentleman that's in the studio here we just let in, that I've been a fan. I've seen a bunch of stuff on video. We've featured you guys as Band of the Week. But I feel like I am one of the last people to see a performance. And you guys have a show happening this coming Friday night at the Tractor Tavern, May 2nd. We've got a lot of ground to cover. But first off, I just want to say thanks for coming in, guys. I know it's a little late on a Sunday night, and you guys are a little road weary. Yeah. But thanks for coming in and making the time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Really excited.
So I just mentioned you guys are a little road weary, yeah, because to be a musician is to forever be road weary and sometimes broke. Where all did you guys play over the weekend?
So we had a couple places we stopped in. The first one was Springfest over at the Wazoo campus. We played there, and then we played at John's Alley in Moscow, Idaho. So it was a long weekend, and that was two shows in one day. So,
oh, man.
One of those was 1 hour, and the other one was 3 hours. So we've got about 4 hours of playing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Enough. That's awesome. And then you just spent all day today in a van, in a car, trying to get back home.
Yeah.
Your bed after tonight, your bed is going to feel so good.
Amazing.
If you would like to find out more about Aaron Jones and The Way, go to KISW.com. Click on the Loud and Local page, and you can find out all about it. You can watch some videos. You can link up, give these guys a like on Facebook, follow them on Twitter. They're very active on Twitter, and find out some other great stuff. The album is titled Dream. It's available now. It dropped last October. I want to talk about a special guy who's had a really cool hand in your career thus far, and we're gonna get into that. But I just want to play a song to kick things off. Are you guys cool with that?
That's cool, man.
The first song we're gonna do tonight, according to you, sir, is On Two Feet. I Stand. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. This is Aaron Jones and The Way.
Thank you. know that you think that you found yourself a man, but I'm just full of broken promises. A lonely man is all I am, but I've been down this road before. Heavy burdens, heavy loads. Do you know how the story ends? On two feet I stand. 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 Cause he's broken down a thousand times, babe. And everywhere he turns, the world just seems to burn. Cut him up and watch him die. But I've been down this road before. Heavy burdens, heavy loads.
Loud and Local with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
She caught me red-handed. My back was turned. I never had a chance. And now I'm broken, babe. I'm just a shell of a broken man. When will I learn that the person I want to be would not do these things? When will I learn that you can't trust the lust? Pain is all that brings. When will I learn that my life just reflects my denial streams? Will I learn?
I'll just go and sin again. When will I learn that the person I want to be would not do these things? When will I learn that you can't trust the lust? Pain is all that brings. When will I learn that my life just reflects my denial streams? Will I learn? I lied 1 too many times, ignored the tears she'd cried, apologized, but she heard it all before. I'm out of lies to say, and how I dream of yesterday. I did it to myself again. Self-destruction always wins.
KISW, it is Loud and Local. Aaron Jones in the way. The song is called When Will I Learn? Also kicked off Loud and Local with On 2 Feet I Stand from the Dream album that is available now via Easy Street Records. Also, you can get it on iTunes as well. I'm joined by AJ and DeAndre Enrico.
Nicely done.
How often do people say Enrico and then they add Suave to the very end?
Fairly often.
You can add me to that list. DeAndre on bass, and of course, AJ on vocals and guitar. AJ, when did you first start playing guitar, man?
I was 13 years old when I began teaching myself how to play.
Really? So yeah. What inspired you to pick it up? Was it something like, did you see somebody playing in church, or did you see something on MTV? What was that catalyst that made you go, hey, I want to play?
It was me and this kid who were TAing for a teacher in middle school, actually. I saw him playing, I wanted to play it, so I picked it up, and there I went, you know.
Really? What was the first song you learned how to play?
Oh, man. I think it was I Want to Get Away by Lenny Kravitz.
Really? Yeah. Right on. Very, very cool. How about you, DeAndre?
Got my first guitar when I was 8. And I was pretty mad because I wanted something else for Christmas, like a video game. Didn't start playing it till I was probably 13-ish. And then I started playing the bass when I was 19 in a family band with like my mom and my grandfather and stuff. We played like funk music around the town. It was pretty good times.
That's cool. I've heard that story a number of times with people that really turn into musicians and career musicians, that it's like, I didn't know, that wasn't what I wanted, or like it wasn't the right, like you got a guitar and you wanted a bass or something like that. So it's cool the way it's like, no, oh wait. No, I think I'll give this a whirl.
Definitely.
And see what happens. Very cool. You can see Aaron Jones in the way Friday, May 2nd at the Tractor Tavern. Tickets are going really, really fast. You gotta hop on this before the show is sold out. There is such a really, really cool buzz happening for you guys.
Yeah.
And the proof is in the pudding. And I have lots of conversations with lots of really talented people about how do you do this and ways to go about doing things. But at the end of the day, man, it comes down to the songs. And people just seem to be responding in such a real, raw, emotional way to the music. Is there ever, you guys, we were talking about, during the song, we were talking about your performance at Pettyfest. Has there, which shows have been, made you a little nervous to play? Because at this point, you guys have played some pretty cool, higher profile gigs.
Yeah, I would say for me, it was, Pettyfest definitely was one of the more nerve-wracking shows for me, just because it was, you know, a test. I was being put up against some of the best names, the well-known names in the nation.
Yeah.
And if not the world, to see if I could hang, you know. And so
yeah.
My whole thing was just, don't mess it up, you know, and do the best you can. So I definitely was super nervous going into that. And the other one that I was a little nervous about, and this was more so because things just kept kind of going wrong before the show started, was the B.B. King show at the Moore Theater. You know, there's a lot of variables being played before the show, but, you know, we came up playing, you know, very humbly, and clubs and bars and stuff would go wrong all the time. So
it's and it is, and I mean, and it's not just music; it's life in general.
Yeah.
You can learn things in a positive way from musicians, kids. You really, really can. But it is how you deal with those things that happen, because it happens constantly.
Yeah.
What was it like? What was it like meeting B.B. King?
It was surreal. Like, you don't really think it's actually happening, but he's, like, sitting right in front of you, and you're looking at this legend and a man who influenced music far and wide.
Oh, God, yeah.
For the rest of the time, you know?
Yeah.
So you're tripping. Like, you're, like, sitting there talking to this cat, and, you know, you just, it's hard to soak in. It doesn't even really hit you till you leave the whole situation. You're like, I just sat there and had a conversation with B.B. King.
And you're just thinking, just be cool.
Yeah.
He's just a regular guy. He puts his shoes on just like me, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, these things happen. But it can be challenging when it's like, this is somebody you admire and you respect, and you want to do the best that you can, and you want to leave a good impression,
yeah.
You know, because you get one chance. So that's really, really cool. We're going to take care of some business and come back with more from Aaron Jones and The Way. Going to talk about how you aligned with Sir Mix-a-Lot. I would love to know some of that, because we're big fans over here. Seattle Rock Day. I don't know if you heard about this. We do something every year called Seattle Rock Day, where we just play Northwest artists from the past all day long. And we had to have some mix in there. We had to have some Mix-a-Lot. So it's like, never more. And then here's Sir Mix-a-Lot, because we love him.
That's
everybody
right.
Loves him. It's awesome. Loud and Local continues next. Hang on. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. To find out more on Loud and Local, to check out podcasts, and to link up with the bands that I've played, to find out about upcoming shows, and to submit your band's material, do hit up the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. I'm joined by the majority of a band that I, at one point, used to refer to as Aaron Jones in the Way. Until I got a tweet that's like, Aaron, and I'm like, you're nobody until I say your name wrong. That's my story, and I was taken to it. Joined by AJ, also DeAndre, Enrico. Sorry, you got the last name spelled out for me too. I can't help but saying that as well. You can see Aaron Jones and The Way this coming Friday night, the 2nd at the Tractor Tavern. Who else are you guys playing with on Friday night?
Let's see here. That's going to be the Duke Evers Band is opening up, and then Fresh Espresso is going to close out the night.
Excellent. And I heard from a little mouse that you guys will go on maybe ballpark 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock, 10:30, yeah.
Okay, perfect. As long as I get to be there. Hold up the show until I get there.
I will.
Okay.
I'll do what I can.
No problem. Going way back, there's so many things. Every time we go to commercial break or we play a song, there's all these cool things that come up to talk about. But I do want to talk about your connection with Sir Mix-a-Lot and how that relationship started, because it's fascinating. So can you share? How did it come to be?
So, this is back in 2012. We were in this battle of the bands. It was called the Hard Rock Rising here.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah. So we were in that competition, and we actually won in Seattle. So we you know, kind of got through our rounds, won the finals here. So we represented our region in our area. And in order to get to the next round after that, though, everything went to the worldwide battles.
Mm-hmm.
And the worldwide battles are only online.
Ah.
So you have to acquire a certain amount of votes to get to the next level. So,
yeah, social media savvy.
Yeah. So we had to push social media. We were doing tons and tons of shows. And through that, we were seen by some mutual friends of Mix and ourselves. And they had called him and told him that he had to come check us out. And so we were doing a show one night at the Rat and the Raven, and he shows up to come check us out.
Oh, the Rat and the Raven.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
he walks in and was floored by what we were doing and offered to produce our album. So
what was it like to work on him? And did you guys always agree on everything creatively?
What's interesting is we actually flow really well together in terms of working with each other, producer and artist. And it was great working with him. Actually, I think it helped me evolve into this point that I'm at now. And I feel like I've reached a level of artistry and musicianship that I don't think I would have achieved otherwise. So it was really cool to work under him and kind of to see, like, you know, what it was like to view the world from his perspective, especially the music world. And so I took a lot of insight from that. You know, his mentor was Rick Rubin. And then to have the information that Rick Rubin taught him be taught to me, it was an honor. So
cool. We're so incredibly lucky in the Northwest with, and I kind of apologize when I say this, but I think there are certain musicians that are our elders. And they deserve our love and our respect. I think about Mix. I think about Jack and Dino. There's Tad Doyle. There's a number of different musicians out there who have been around the block a time or two, and they've got just great insight and perspective on things because they've been down the road and back. And I love when I see younger people collaborating with those who have held it down decades prior in our neck of the woods. So I think that's really cool. The first video I saw from you was the video for Feeding from the Devil's Hands. And it was the song that really spoke to me right off the bat. And the video was really moving. I think it really captured the essence of the song. The video starts out with, you see Mix right there. And tell me a little bit about the concept for the video. Like, how did you put that together? Because I feel like it really reflected the song. Like, it fit nicely.
Yeah. So whenever I write or even create music, I'm a very visual person. So for me, I kind of write these stories with a visual idea in mind to start with. It's almost like a movie in my head. And so this is kind of what I saw when I originally wrote the song. I sat down at the table with the video producer and director and, you know, my manager and my guys. And we talked about throwing out some ideas as to how we could bring this concept to life and put it in kind of a form of a music video. So it came out really perfectly. I mean, all elements came together to really tell the story.
It really does. I've got some more questions for you, but let's go ahead and play this song. It is Feeding from the Devil's Hands. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local.
Keep me the track up a little bit.
Just a young boy, I stuck my chest out like a man. I thought that I knew it all, but I didn't even understand. I found myself lost, alone, afraid of my surroundings. Wishing that I was back home, and the devil never found me. Some wrong.
But I ain't smiling way too long, no. Just a young boy. I stuck my chest out like a man. I was feared from the devil's hands. Feared from the devil's hands. Feared from the devil's hands.
KISW. It is Loud and Local, joined by AJ and DeAndre on bass. You're the silent, handsome one over here.
Oh, I thank you.
Yeah. I only speak the truth. To find out more on Aaron Jones and the Way, go to KISW.com. Click on the Loud and Local page. The band, AJ, featured as Band of the Week. There's videos. You can link up with their Facebook page and their Twitter page, and you can find out how to buy the album, which you can get on iTunes, and you can support your local music stores and record stores, such as Easy Street Records, where you can get the Dream album as well. During the song, we were talking about the fact that you are ready to start writing for the next album. Mm-hmm. There's got to come a point, you know, by the time that everybody catches on to the music, you've got to be getting a little sick of it. Now, it's probably not the most popular thing to say on the radio, but there's got to come a point where you're like, I am ready to play some new music.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a point when you're ready to play new music, though. You know, you want to start playing new music right away, you know, because you just want to keep it fresh and creative. But at the same time, you still, like, find different ways to reinvent the new stuff, you know, or the stuff that you've already written, I mean. And so we're the kind of band that we don't ever play the same thing twice. You know, we'll play the same song, but it's going to be a different version of it every single time we step on stage, you know.
Excellent. Yeah. When you guys were on the CW's band in Seattle, mm-hmm. I thought that was really, really cool. Yeah. Did you get some good feedback from that, getting that television exposure? Because you've done, between that, you've done a couple other TV things as well, right?
Yeah, we've done quite a few television things. I've done quite a few live performances now on television, but not too many with the band. So that was really cool. I mean, to get, you know, that kind of exposure, to be on local television, to get that kind of exposure with my group was really cool. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Your next chance to see Aaron Jones and the Way is going to be this coming Friday night at the Tractor Tavern in Ballard. There's some tickets available. You best hop on it because if it sells out, you're just out of luck. And the shows are doing really, really well.
Yeah, they've been selling out.
Wow. Yeah. It's really cool. If you could look back, say, 3 years ago and give yourself some advice, maybe at a time when you weren't feeling maybe quite as optimistic about the music and about your art, what would your advice be?
You don't know it all?
Yeah. That is great advice.
Yeah.
I think I need that one.
That's
as well. How about you? What advice would you give to yourself?
That's you don't know what all is good advice at any time. I would say have patience. You know, like everything everything takes work. There's a lot more work that goes into this than most people know. And until you're involved in the process, you don't know how much time and energy it takes. So be patient. I have a tendency to get impatient and want.
Well, you
see, to
you,
get done
you
now.
Feel like the Zen master over there.
I try. But yeah, 3 years ago, I was definitely like wanting to see things move really fast and everything just kind of happen magically, but it doesn't work that way.
Exactly. So. Well, and then, you know, when you see bands get wrote up, it's like overnight sensation. And it's like, that's not overnight sensation. Never. Like they've been killing it in clubs for 7-10 years or whatnot, you know. So it's perspective, I suppose. Once again, the album is titled Dream. It's available now. Let's play another song from this because I just want to play as much of your guys' music as we can tonight because we can because it's Loud and Local. The next song we're going to do is Baptized in Muddy Waters. Question about this. Yep. What came first on the song? Like, what was the first thing? Was it the lyrics that come first, or was it the music, or like the melody? What came first with this song?
I wish I could tell you, because I don't remember really, because I wrote it when I was 15. And it's one of those songs that's been
okay, you win. I wrote it when I was 15. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's been with me for that long, and I've just recreated it over and over. I mean, this song, my original fans know this song. I mean, to be with me, just from it's been the staple. You know, any song, any concert you come to of ours, like people always cry out and yell out for Baptized in Muddy Waters.
Wow. Yeah. All right, let's play it then. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local.
You won't see it in my eyes, no. I write it down on paper and I let my fingers glide. I'm tired of people pretending to know who I am, where I'm from, and where I'm about to go. And I'm tired of trying and aiming to please. So I'm gonna play my music. Bring these people to their knees. You know how to baptize in muddy water, yeah. I'll see you baptized in muddy water, baby. It's time we all listen up. One another has to say, and open our eyes to these brand new kind of ways. Well, it's time for a revolution, an evolution of making love, not war. We learn from our past mistakes and not do mistakes been done before. You know we're baptized in muddy water, baby. I see it from my eyes. In muddy water, baby. Listen, my soul is on fire. The horse feels like a hunter, and that's what happens to a man who has been baptized.
Baptized
My soul's on fire, my soul's on, my soul's on fire, my soul's on, my soul's on fire, my soul's on, 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 my soul's on fire, my soul's on, yeah.
KISW, it is Loud and Local. Aaron Jones in the way, baptized in muddy waters. AJ, you wrote that when you were started writing that song when you were 15, which is crazy.
Yeah,
that's really cool. Also joined by bassist and Zen master DeAndre.
Hello.
Yeah. I want to go over there and pinch your cheeks really bad. I'm not even going to lie. Okay. Your next chance to see Aaron Jones and the Way is going to be this Friday night at the Tractor. And we were just talking about the fact that you're not playing a whole hell of a lot here in Seattle.
Yeah.
So jump on it. And things are really clicking. Like, I can feel the energy that, like, things are really building,
yeah.
And I'm really excited to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah,
for you
great,
guys.
Man. It's going to be great.
We're going to take care of some business, and I'm going to ask some nerdy movie questions. Coming up next is Loud and Local continues. Hang on. 99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. To find out more about Loud and Local, like how to submit your band's material, hit up the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. My special guests, AJ and DeAndre of Aaron Jones and the Way. We're missing somebody.
Yeah.
We're missing a special someone. That couldn't be here tonight. I'm not even going to make a drummer joke.
Yeah. Kai lives in Portland, so he couldn't make it out tonight.
Oh, Kai, my apologies. We will we will make this radio magic happen the next time, and we'll find a place for you to crash in Seattle.
Yeah.
So, all right. I like my silly movie question. If you could take one of your songs and place it in any movie, what would it be?
My Love Remains in the ending credits of Pursuit of Happiness.
The Pursuit of Happiness?
Yeah.
What movie is that?
Yeah, that's a good choice.
That's the one with Will Smith.
Oh! Is that the one where he loses his job?
Yeah.
And he's got his son?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I cried like a baby through that movie. Wow, that's good. Woo!
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. DeAndre, what you got? Please say Gremlins or something. Oh my gosh, I'm just thinking about that movie. That movie was so sad.
Oh man, my movie's kind of sad too.
Really?
Requiem for a Dream. Have you ever seen
that? Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Feeding from the Devil's Hands.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Really good. Well done, gentlemen.
Why, thank you.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you for reminding me what movie that was too. My gosh. On to a dumb and silly question. If money is no option and you have got a promoter that you have to give your writer to and you could have anything in the world. I mean, if you want a tiger in your dressing room and a cage made of gold, you could have that. But if you could have anything and money is not a cost, What would you ask to have on your rider? I just sprung this one on
you,
too.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah.
That was a good one. We would have all green M&Ms, a giant bowl of only the green M&Ms.
Only the green ones?
And also a bowl of Lucky Charms, but only the marshmallows.
Thank you! That's the first to go!
No,
for obvious reasons, Pont.
No, but really.
That's me. That's me. I take that one.
I do love Lucky Charms, but I don't know. Yeah,
money is no object, man. That's like hard to say because we're such a low key band. Like,
I know. That sounds so cool. I like asking because you guys are just chill and humble and grounded.
I'd probably just say a tiger. Yeah,
a tiger.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You know what? I want a tiger and Mike Tyson.
And Mike Tyson. Yes, that's perfect.
That's what I want.
Yes, a tiger and Mike Tyson, please.
That's awesome. You guys win. All right. Your next chance to see Aaron Jones and the Way is going to be this Friday night at the Tractor Tavern. Tickets are available now. In fact, if you go to the Loud and Local page and you click on the Band of the Week link, you can actually link up to get your tickets right there through us, so you don't have to do a whole lot of searching. Or just search out the Tractor's website. But get your tickets in advance. I like to remind Loud and Local fans and supporters that when you can buy your tickets in advance for local shows, when that is available, do that. It helps out the bands. Also, buy the merch. Also, don't ask to be put on the guest list unless you're me. All right. I'm going to get off my pulpit now. Let's go ahead and do up another song from the Dream album. I think you want to do what, Aberdeen, guys?
Aberdeen, that's the one.
All right. Knotted on .9 KISW. It is Loud and Local.
Thank you.
99 KISW. It is loud and local. How about that? Aaron Jones and the Way, the song Aberdeen, joined by AJ and DeAndre, the Zen Master. tonight for Loud and Local, you can see these guys on Friday at the Tractor Tavern. We're going to get to one more song, and I said it earlier before the show started. If it goes by fast, then we're doing it right because we're having fun, and at least I'm having fun. I don't care if you guys aren't having fun. I'm having fun. That's what matters here. You can find out even more about these guys by hitting up the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. You can link up to the Facebook page, find out how to buy the music, and just help spread the word. And you guys have really got some really, really passionate fans, and some really cool text messages have been coming down this hour via 77999 talking about your music. So
right on, man.
It's cool. It's really, really cool. We're starting to run out of time, and there's a lot of stuff we want to cover still. Before we get going, I got to give love to my dearie STP from the BJ Shea Morning Experience. Yeah. You guys were on the STP cast not too long ago. How was that? We can critique the show.
It was a lot of fun. That was probably one of the more in-depth interviews I'd had up until that point where, you know, we really got in-depth on the songs, you know, because, you know, we go to the interviews and sometimes it's cool because we can talk about our careers and stuff like that. But to really sit down and dissect the songs and talk about the artistry behind it was really awesome. So it was really cool sitting with him.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. He's a big fan, so that's excellent. What is your favorite song right now to play live?
So On Two Feet I Stand is probably our favorite to play live. My Love Remains, only because everyone loves it. But we got a new song we're working on called Boys from the Puget Sound, which is going to be probably on our next album here. And, you know, if things go well enough, we can maybe get it down on, you know, recording and release it soon. But that's probably the one I enjoy playing the most right now because it's just an anthem and it gets people hyped from the Northwest, you know.
Right on.
Yeah.
What is the most challenging song to play?
Can't Stop the Rain is the most challenging song for us to play, even though I wrote it, which is ridiculous. But
you're like, why didn't I make it easier?
It is probably like the hardest song we have to play. It's super hard. It's ridiculous.
How about you?
Yeah, the hardest song to play, he's definitely right about that one. We played that one last night, and it was a challenge. It was a challenge.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My favorite song to play is definitely My Love Remains. It's a beautiful song, and there are some really energetic moments that I love, and it goes up and down with the energy, and I just love the flow of energy in that song. It's great.
Excellent. Guys, let's go around the studio, and if there's anybody you'd like to say hi to, any open forum, say whatever you want to say as long as it doesn't get me fired.
All right, so I first of all have to say thank you to my cousin because he just texted me and said he's up past his bedtime and he wanted me to let him say hi over the air. So hi, Josh and Samantha. I also want to give a shout out to my boy Grinch, who's got his album release this Tuesday, which I'm really excited about. We worked on a song together. My guitar tech and my handler, Andy Gates, who is going to be listening to this and probably making fun of me. I want to thank Morgan Hanley, who works with people with instruments over there in the Valley, giving us opportunities to spread our music out there too, man. So, my fans, my friends, and most of all my fans, everybody's been really cool in supporting us and getting us to this point. We hope to continue that further.
Excellent.
My turn.
Your turn.
I want to give a shout out to my wife. Without her, I would not be able to do most of what I do in life, including a lot of the stuff involved with the band. Amber and Wilson, love you very much. She's listening now.
Hello!
And, of course, my son came in. He's 1.5 years old, and he's not listening, but I love him very much. And my mom.
Yeah, I can't forget the moms.
Who forced me to play music against my will, so that's,
does she
that's
like,
pretty
does
awesome.
Does she like bringing that up now?
She does every once in a while, yeah. She's like, you know, you didn't want to do this, and I made you do it, and so now you owe me everything. Which I do.
Want a house. I want a house. I want a big house.
I can't wait to buy her house. That would be so great. So yeah, my mom, Sydney Johnson. She's also a really, really, really good musician. So there's that too.
What does your mom play?
She plays a bunch of stuff. She plays keyboard, bass, guitar, drums. She's a producer. She's multi-talented.
She sounds really cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's cool.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for the hang. I know you're exhausted. You had a busy weekend. You've been driving all day from the land of Idaho back home, and I'm going to let you guys go. We're gonna wrap up Loud and Local with My Love Remains. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. I'm glad we all finally got to see each other's eyes versus just doing a Twitter back and forth. So you guys are welcome anytime. Keep me abreast with what's going on so I can help spread the word, because you guys have something really special going on here.
All right.
99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. This is it for the eve. This is My Love Remains. Aaron Jones in the way.
If I've ever made you cry, I'm sorry if I broke your heart with my selfish lies. Somewhere down the road, we lost our way. And even though you're not long gone, there's still one thing left to say. My love remains. My love remains. My love. Sorry if I wasn't always the perfect guy. I tried. Oh, if I ever called you out your name in time, babe, I know you had to walk away, and that's okay. And even though you're now long gone, there's still one thing left to say. My love remains. I know I'm not a perfect man. I didn't mean to cause you pain. And I'm wishing I could turn back the time and forget your name. Forget your name. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.